It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine joins us for a look at some recent studies challenging the timeline of human evolution.
First, we're getting an update on the state budget situation. There's been a lot of back and forth between the two Republican caucuses at odds over crafting the new fiscal year budget. At issue, how to spend on road projects, K-12 schools, and tax cuts.
Late last week, Governor Walker tried to break the budget stalemate with a compromise proposal on the transportation budget. His plan sought to boost federal spending and borrow less on road projects.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and he's been covering this budget battle. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, July 1st, it came, it went for the new fiscal year budget. What do we know about budget negotiations at this point?
We know we still don't have one, and that in Wisconsin, there's not the same pressure that other states have to come to a deal once you pass that deadline, because the deadline doesn't mean as much here. There's what happens here is that government continues to be funded at the same levels it was funded under the old budget. So, you know, certainly areas that are hoping, expecting to get new spending under what the governor proposed for the next couple of years are watching this pretty closely. But they're not stopping. You know, there's not a stoppage of state government or the services that it supports.
There's certainly been a range of ways people have liked to stop the stalemate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had proposed this per mile fee on heavy trucks to chip away at the $1 billion state roads deficit, and it got struck down. And now Voss is challenging business groups to come up with an alternative. What's the response been?
Yeah, so the responses to that are still trickling in, and you know, this is for the transportation piece of the budget. You know, we have also the budget for schools still hasn't been passed. I mean, the legislature's budget committee has said they're pretty close on that or on the same page on that, but they haven't come together on that quite yet. When it comes to transportation, Voss had said earlier that this per mile fee on trucking, which could be something that resolved the budget, $138 million per year, it could have brought in, and it would have been assessed on the heaviest vehicles on the road, those vehicles that damage the road the most. But a pretty broad coalition of businesses and business groups said they don't want that. And so what Voss has done is said, okay, if you don't want that, what do you want? So far, we know that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has said, you know, we want you to cut costs at the Department of Transportation in a variety of ways. You know, but they did say they were, their board supports raising the gas tax by 5 cents or raising the vehicle registration fee by $25 per vehicle. But they say that's not politically tenable right now because the governor and Senate Republicans don't want to do that.
Well, why aren't they on the same page here? Because you'd think Republicans would, they control the two caucuses, that they should have more consensus in the party.
And yes, this is their fourth budget together, I believe, and since they took over state government in 2011. And so I think, you know, part of it potentially is that they've been through this before. And there's no, like, there hasn't been a serious, I guess, threat to them losing that power since they've taken that power. And so they're taking the time that they want to this time around. I think the transportation issue has gotten pretty serious. I mean, the more years that it's gotten delayed, a long-term fix to transportation, the more difficult it's become. And so you did see a couple years ago, the budget went past that July 1st deadline, and it was because of transportation. You're seeing that again with some pretty starkly different views on transportation between Republicans, and those, it's just, there's just not much middle ground between, you know, what they want to do.
We're talking right now with Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and he's been covering the play-by-play here on this budget battle as we look to getting a new state budget crafted, although the deadline was July 1st for the fiscal year. And Sean, Governor Walker came out with an idea late last week to break the impasse with an option to solve transportation piece of the puzzle. What do we know about the governor's solution?
What the governor talked about doing would be reducing borrowing from what he proposed in his budget by $200 million. So he proposed $500 million in new borrowing. He proposed knocking that down to $300 million. And then having any additional borrowing contingent upon receiving more federal funding. And he just said in a letter to legislative leaders, Wisconsin is well positioned to qualify for additional federal funding to help support mega projects like the Zoo Interchange or I-94 North-South around Milwaukee. So that's what the governor proposed. It's a little tricky, though, because he framed it as a win for Assembly Republicans who want to reduce borrowing over the long term. And, he framed this idea of pursuing more federal funding as something that everybody could support. But if you borrow less as a state, you're also spending less as a state. I mean, they are going to have the potential that you build less as a state. And that's something that a lot of Republicans want to do, is build and continue building some of these mega projects in southeast Wisconsin. The other issue is he's relying on federal funding here. And that's no sure thing. And also, it's something that the governor has, when it comes to other areas of state funding, funding like Medicaid expansion or a high-speed rail link between Madison and Milwaukee, he's been less eager to take that for federal funding, even rejecting it.
Well, let's focus on a couple projects here. The Zoo Interchange project, the I-94 south of Milwaukee project. What could happen to these transportation projects if a budget isn't passed?
It'll be a few months before you really started to notice it. I mean, I think there would be some small effects after a month, according to this memo that came out from the legislature's budget office. The construction of a detention pond, for example, and the Zoo Interchange project would be delayed after a month. This Ryan Road interchange along I-94 North-South would be potentially delayed after a month. So those would be sort of the early warning signs that things aren't going to move as quickly as possible, as they should or could if the budget were approved. Beyond that, though, it would be a few months before you'd start to see more effects. So those would be some of the early signs. But because they're not huge and they don't kick in right away, it's not necessarily something that's going to bring lawmakers to the table.
What about local governments and schools? How might they be impacted or watching the situation unfold?
Schools have in the past been, that motivating factor that gets the parties to the table when budget negotiations drag on. So like in 2007, the legislature was under split party control back then, so it was a much different situation. But budget negotiations went on for many months, and it was in October sometime when they finally came together and agreed on a budget, because schools had to pass their budget, and they were waiting on that, that certainty of how much money they're going to get from the state, so they know what they can ask for from property taxpayers. So, that'd be a few months down the road. I'm not sure that anybody's saying that the school's budget is going to drag on that long, because Republicans are relatively close. They seem pretty far apart in this transportation stuff, though.
And the governor's spokesman said Friday that the governor presented his budget 5 months ago and is urging the legislature to complete its work. It sounds like the Walker administration might be getting a bit antsy on this.
He has said, the governor has said, he's going to wait to introduce his, or announce, I guess, formally that he's running for re-election until after the budget is passed. So, every day that drags on is another day that he can't do that. Then again, he can raise money and he can essentially campaign for that third term that everybody's expecting him to formally announce for while that's ongoing. So I'm not sure that that he's too antsy in that regard. It's not great for him to have this drag on too long, because they're haggling over a problem perceived problem that the state has. I mean, Assembly Republicans feel like debt has grown too much under Governor Walker, and they're not afraid to say so. And so the more months that this goes on, it's not exactly on message with what the governor wants to be talking about.
Yeah, because wouldn't Governor Walker be concerned with the image that the Republican Party is sending by not being able to agree on spending and how much debt is okay?
And I think that's something that Democrats have seized on. I mean, every day that the state's without a budget, they've been pointing that out, that we have this big impasse in Wisconsin. Republicans can't work together. if Republicans come together in the next few months and pass a budget, I'm not sure voters would remember the process a year and a half from now. They probably would remember or probably focus on the product. But it's definitely something that, you know, where Democrats, because they don't have power to change the final product by numbers, they're definitely trying to put some pressure on their GOP colleagues.
Sean, thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He was here to discuss the state budget and the sticking points that lawmakers are trying to work through in order to pass a new budget.